Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It's the Hall of Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 Limousine and Limflex Bulls, 65 fall yearlings, that's 63 black and polled and 2 reds, 35 spring yearlings, 95 Limflex with low birth weights and outstanding growth and performance, and 5 top purebreds. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or log on to www.hallchr.com.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. His market analysis has been heard all around the country. He's been in Pennsylvania and Kentucky and Alabama and Mississippi and Florida and on the West Coast. And we were fortunate to catch up with him in southern Oklahoma at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Friday morning. We're talking about our friend, livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel.
We're into the first quarter of 2016 now. I know a lot of folks, you know, really the bottom line is that we're glad 15's over. I know a lot of folks in the cattle industry are.
Well, we are. We went through a tremendous shock in the second half of 2015. And what I think we forget sometimes is that the upside was just as big a shock in the sense of something we didn't expect. We didn't know how it would play out. If you put a little perspective on the two things. But it wasn't fun. And obviously some folks got caught with a set of cattle in 2015 that are, you know, they're not going to get out from under of without losing some money. That said, we've made the big adjustment. We've gotten back to where we need to be relative to the broader market picture. And we go on from here with those things behind us. And so we can look at 2016 and beyond a little bit differently.
Those high prices kind of get stuck in your mind. But the reality is the current price level that we've got in our cattle market still is relatively a strong market, historically speaking.
Absolutely. You know, again, the whole run-up from mid-2013 through 2015, to the first half of 2015 was really a market that it got increasingly desperate to jumpstart herd expansion. So all of that price action was directed at the cow-calf level, and it worked, but it really did jumpstart the herd expansion. It wasn't going to last very long. And still, yeah, we've got relatively good returns and by historical standards, and we're going to have opportunities for returns going forward. We're going to have to put a little more emphasis on managing the cost side of things to protect those returns, but there's still good opportunities here for the next 2 or 3 years.
Now, that's definitely true for the cow-calf end of the business, but for feedlot operators, their red ink continues to flow here in the first quarter of the new year.
The feedlot situation, you know, they suffered the worst through this thing, and their situation has improved, but it's not fixed yet. And so that's a continuing process. Feedlots are going to struggle through the first half of the year at least. But we're slowly bringing those margins back into line. There's going to be some opportunity for them. You know, they've been through the ringer in the worst way. So that's sort of the last step. As I look at the markets, broadly speaking, now I see a lot more things that we could kind of relate to, say, as opposed to the unusual things we saw through much of 2014 and 2015. Prices kind of make sense relative to each other. We're seeing some seasonal tendencies that we can kind of relate to and those sort of things. And again, we haven't totally fixed it, but we've made a big step towards improving those feeder to fed cattle price relationships that will give feedlots a chance for some margin here at some point.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.